Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Nashville's sorrow.
I can't even find words to say.
Pence ordered to testify.
I have nothing to hide.
Deadly Alabama shootout.
We have lost a great officer. We have lost a part of our community.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Flowers, stuffed animals, and balloons. A memorial grows by the hour in Nashville outside the gates of a private Christian school where three children and three adults were shot and killed Monday. As police investigate the attack, CBS's David Begno in Nashville tells us people are honoring those who died.
Our motto is to be known, to be loved, to be prepared.
That is Catherine Kuntz, one of the victims of Monday's massacre. She was the head of the Covenant School.
She was very much a champion for her students.
Barrett Severance, one of Kuntz's former students at another school, remembered her as someone who was full of life and had a lot to give.
Opportunities are important. She pulled us across the finish line, oftentimes after we quit.
She was wholly devoted to that community.
Tricia Drake knew Catherine Kuntz professionally for years. After hearing about the shooting, Drake says she expected to see Kuntz at the center of the school's response.
I just was telling my friends, I'm sure Catherine will come out and tell everybody that everything's going to be okay.
Of all things to talk about, Drake said her last conversation with Kuntz was about active shooter training.
And I know she would have done anything to save those babies and her colleagues.
Throughout the community, there is unimaginable grief, even from Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee, who has opposed stronger gun laws in the past.
We will act to prevent this from happening again.
He did not provide specifics, but did reveal that one of the victims, substitute teacher Cynthia Peake, was a best friend to his wife.
Cindy was supposed to come over to have dinner with Maria last night after she filled in as a substitute teacher yesterday at Covenant.
I'm Chris Fox in Nashville. We know the shooter, Audrey Hale, legally purchased 7 firearms, including an AR-style rifle and pistol between 2020 and 2022, unbeknownst to the parents. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
She was under doctor's care for an emotional disorder, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons.
From the manifesto found in the car, police believe the shooter targeted the school, but not the victims.
A drawing of how potentially she would enter.
But the motive for the shooting remains a mystery.
She was a student at that church at one point, but unsure right now if that was the reason.
Drake also praised the officers who rushed into the school and quickly ended the attack. CBS's Janet Shamlian has more on that.
About a minute after arriving at the Covenant School in Nashville,
let's go!
Several officers raced inside,
Metro Police!
Methodically checking classroom to classroom, guns drawn, with the fire alarm blaring.
With me, with me.
Soon, officers pinpoint where the gunfire is coming from.
It's upstairs. It sounds like it's upstairs.
When they reach the second floor, they run toward the sound of the gunshots.
What's an LPBO? What's an LPBO?
Then, they open fire.
Reloading!
Hitting the shooter.
A new judicial ruling figures to impact the Capitol attack investigation, as we hear from CBS's Robert Costa.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has been ordered to testify before Special Counsel Jack Smith's grand jury on January 6 about any illegal acts committed by former President Donald Trump.
I have nothing to hide. I have a constitution to uphold. I upheld the Constitution on January 6th.
The decision is a major blow to Trump's legal team, with the judge ruling executive privilege does not apply. and that private exchanges between Trump and Pence are not off limits. And last night, Pence said he and his lawyers are still deciding whether to appeal.
We're currently speaking to our attorneys about the proper way forward.
Pence was interviewed by Newsmax. Economists have told a state panel in California that it could cost taxpayers more than $800 billion to compensate black residents for generations of over-policing and housing discrimination. That preliminary reparations estimate is more than twice the state's annual budget.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
One police officer was killed. Another is in critical condition after they responded to a call about shots being fired in Huntsville, Alabama. A 24-year-old suspect is in custody. Mayor Tommy Battle.
This is one of those times when there aren't words. Words to express our sorrow, words to express our support for our law enforcement officers.
In Philadelphia, they say any danger of contamination has passed days after a chemical leak into the Delaware River. City official Mike Carroll.
Your water was never contaminated. It's always been safe to drink, and we can say it's going to be safe to drink moving forward.
He says hundreds of samples turned up no trace contaminants. A new twist in the legal case of the man at the center of the hit podcast called Serial. Adnan Syed, who spent 2 decades in prison for the murder of his ex-girlfriend. Last year, his conviction was overturned and he was freed. Now, a Maryland court has reinstated it because the victim's family didn't get notice in time to attend last September's hearing. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Essentially, everything goes back to where it was before Syed's conviction was vacated. The only difference is that he is not, as of yet, going back to prison. At some point, the case may return to the trial court, where they will redo the earlier hearing and most likely vacate the conviction again.
Gwyneth Paltrow's defense in the lawsuit brought against her over a ski slope collision has now featured her children.
Apple and Moses Martin, who were 11 and 9 at the time, say in sworn depositions that they did not see the collision occur between their mom and Terry Sanderson that day 7 years ago. Moses said he remembered seeing his mother yelling at Sanderson that he had run into her. Apple says she learned of the collision that day over lunch, saying her mom told her, "This expletive ran into me," and says she was in shock and pain.
CBS's Matt Piper says the case is expected in the Utah jury's hands by the end of the week. A federal judge has upheld the approval of a $2.4 billion bankruptcy plan for the Boy Scouts. The plan allows the organization to keep operating while compensating tens of thousands of men who say they were sexually abused as kids. An Australian company has made a giant meatball from flesh cultivated using the DNA of an extinct woolly mammoth. Company founder Tim Noakesmith.
What we wanted to do was see if we could create something that was a symbol of a more exciting future that's not only better for us, but also better for the planet.
He says cultured meat reduces the impact on climate change that comes from regular meat production. That meatball is now on display at a museum in the Netherlands.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
50 years ago today, President Nixon announced the last U.S. troops and POWs were headed home from Vietnam.
The president told the nation that the American combat mission that began in earnest in the small Southeast Asian country more than a decade earlier was finally over.
For the first time in 12 years, no American military forces are in Vietnam. All of our American POWs are on their way home.
Nixon said the U.S. was leaving South Vietnam, having done its best to help the country defend itself from communist North Vietnam.
We can be proud tonight of the fact that we have achieved our goal of obtaining an agreement which provides peace with honor.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
33 people could face charges for allegedly harassing a group of dolphins off Hawaii's Big Island. It's illegal to swim within 50 yards of them. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.